Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
I'm hungry.
Me too. You are what you eat, Ashley, and that's not just something parents say to keep their kids from enjoying a chicken fingers only diet. It's science.
And budgeting for food is a science too. Food is a necessity, and thus it will take up a significant portion of your budget.
While food is a flexible expense, you do need it to live. Going out to eat is also a flexible expense. Sure, you eat, but you're also paying for luxury and entertainment. Today, we're just going to talk about spending your money smarter on food at home.
Back in 2010, Americans threw away 33 million tons of food. This is costly wastefulness.
It's hard to quantify just how costly, but at a time when unemployment is high and we're told that the economy is shaky, it's probably best that we consider how we can streamline how we use food so we're not being wasteful both in society and in our own budgets.
According to the United States Department of Agriculture's official food plans for February of 2013, an individual between 19 and 50 years of age should expect to pay about $300 per month for groceries on a moderate cost plan. That's $75 a week. That's a little more than $10 a day. Do you spend $10 a day or less on food?
Food can be a big leak in your budget if you don't pay attention. So aside from starting to really count how much you pay going out to lunch or dinner three times a week, make a point to keep track of what you're spending at the grocery store.
Taking control of your food budget is contingent upon a solid plan. Now, while not everyone has access to the internet or has the money to have a great cookbook collection, there are services, the public library, food banks, etc., that provide free materials like internet access, cookbooks, and cooking instruction classes to get you started on the path to greater financial freedom through food savings.
These materials are of central importance for creating a plan for your food. In addition to a grocery list, use those materials to plan out meals and put those meals on your weekly calendar. Be decisive, but also be flexible. We all know that sometimes we're not really in the mood for borscht, so don't be afraid to prepare for the week and maybe swap Thursday's beet soup for Wednesday's slow-roasted pork. But stick to your plan, even with this flexibility, and eat what you bought that week.
Once you have your week planned out, make a grocery list. Deciding which store to patronize can be challenging sometimes. While the local co-op has the best, freshest produce, its organic canned goods may be more expensive than those at the local chain store. And even though the chain store has cheaper eggs, they may not be as healthy as those at the co-op or the farmer's market. It's on you to find the lowest prices for the items that you prefer. Again, it's the 21st century and information is at your hands. Comparison shop and find out what is the most affordable for your needs.
Don't buy anything you didn't plan to buy at the grocery store. Stick to your list. I love chocolate-covered raisins as much as the next guy, but unless that is my planned dessert for Friday, I will not buy it.
Compare prices of products. Bigger does not always cost less per ounce. Most grocery stores actually show you how much your item costs per ounce on their shelf tags. Spend the extra 2 seconds to look or ask a grocery store employee to show you how to figure it out.
Shop the lower shelves. Grocery stores put the higher-priced foods at eye level because it's easier to pick those foods out. Or maybe we might be afraid that other brands on different levels might not be as good. While you're at it, look at the ingredients of what you're buying and compare them amongst those different shelved brands. You'll find that names often cost more than ingredients.
Shop the perimeter of the store. Think about it. What's on the outside of every grocery store you go to? Produce, dairy, deli, bread. The necessities. Often the things in the middle of the store are processed, unhealthy, expensive brand names. You can get everything you need often on the perimeter.
Stay away from prepared foods. Instead of making instant mashed potatoes, make real mashed potatoes. They're just as easy, they're cheaper, and they often have better flavor, not to mention health benefits.
Buy day-old baked goods. They're often as much as half off. While you're thinking about it, plan to buy a good bread bin. They work, and they keep your baked goods fresher longer without drying them out in the fridge.
Don't go to the store tired or hungry. You will emotionally shop if you do this. You will create a giant leak in your budget, and you might regret that gallon of ice cream that you ate in front of the television.
Save your leftovers and eat them.
Freeze things. If your favorite loaves of bread are on super sale, put them in the freezer until you need them. Often packaged bread, whether it's organic or white as the driven snow, have been frozen before you buy them anyway. For more tips on budgeting, nutrition, and cooking, see USDA.gov.
Or stop by the library or dial 211 to find community programs and resources that can help you save more on food. I'm Ashley Hall.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Financial Stability Alliance for South Central Indiana, United Way of Monroe County, and the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project, and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.